Thad never saw the limelight. He never looked for publicity. He wasn't considered a celebrity in his eyes, so that made him very normal to us. So just like any father, really. So he'd always be fully committed to everything that he did. So if he wasn't a footballer, we'd be proud of him, whatever, you know, he chose to do in life. And yeah, you know, he obviously massively enjoyed his football. But that was a career before having family. When my sister and myself came along, that was towards the latter stages of his career. So we knew him first and foremost as an amazing dad and great person. And then going to matches with him, obviously, we knew that fans held him in very high regard. But I walked into the Colin Bell stand with him on many occasions, and he never, you know, he never realised that that stand carried his name, because, you know, there's never any, you know, he'd stand in a queue like anybody else getting into the stadium and go through the same security checks. Sometimes he'd be asked for his ID going through the stand, and he never questioned that. People were there doing their jobs, and, you know, he was very humble with it. So I didn't feel any different. And, you know, you were at his funeral the other week, and earlier this week, and obviously the people around him at the funeral were, you know, very famous in their own right, but, you know, they're very down-to-earth people, and they were work colleagues at the end of the day. So I don't think anything about the celebrity or the fame, because he took that in his stride and it never impacted on our lives. He protected us from it. He made sure my sister and myself had a good education. He would never use his name to his advantage, and we would never do the same. So, you know, that's the example that he set.
Do you think it's fair, as people assume, that your career in surgery, and you are a very highly acclaimed now surgeon, came indirectly as a result of your dad having several operations during the time of his recuperation, or at least the inspiration for that?
Yeah, it was an interest initially, because whenever we went to Main Road, the first port of call would be to see Roy Bailey in the treatment room. Freddie Griffiths was a physio before him, and I remember going to see Fred on St. John Street a long time ago, and Fred started talking about dad's injuries. So it's probably that relationship with Fred and Roy made me sort of stimulate my interest. I wasn't very good at football, so I was never going to be a footballer. But I just remember those days well, and getting interested in anatomy, and it sort of grew from there. And I had an interest in biology at school, and it, you know, it's just various reasons sort of took me down that path. But I remember the smell of going into the treatment room, and, you know, always seeing Roy as Roy was at the funeral again this week. He's very close to dad, because he spent a lot of his time with him in the 2 years where he's fighting to get back from injury.
In the end, his departure was during COVID times, when everything was low key. I know a lot of City fans would have loved to have shown their respects to your dad, and the hearse went round the stadium, and then a small funeral for family and close people. Do you think that's actually, because I spoke to Keith, his nephew, who was effectively his brother really growing up, and he agreed with me that perhaps that type of a low-key departure from this earth actually would have suited your dad, and he would have preferred that. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, definitely. When we all sat together following the hearse, and Mum said that dad wouldn't have wanted it any other way, and, you know, to say that it was restricted to 30 people, we think actually if it wasn't for COVID, it would still, you know, still have been the same. We obviously had to appreciate other people need to grieve as well, and that his influence was wider. Mum said to me that she was never under the illusion that dad was just ours. We shared him with a wider community, and we felt a duty and felt obliged to share, you know, that occasion with people, but we also felt a duty to protect people as well. So we, and with Manchester City, who've been amazing over this period, honoured him beautifully on that day. But again, we couldn't release details of the funeral until everything had finished. And that's just for other people's safety. But actually, for Dad, that's the way he'd wanted to be, just no fanfare, just to be around family and friends. And it was a beautiful event, as I'm sure you'll agree.
Absolutely. You think there'll be an opportunity once all this is over for anything more on a bigger scale for fans to be able to celebrate your dad's life?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something like that. What that looks like and when we're able to do that is a mystery, isn't it, at the moment? So we're not sure when we're going to be out of the pandemic, and it's early days at the moment, so we'll feel more like a celebration at that time. You can't really feel like you can celebrate somebody's life at the moment when it's quite raw and quite recent. But in 6 months down the line, you know, things should feel different, and hopefully City fans will have the opportunity to come out and to celebrate his achievements. They've been doing that already in different forms through social media and, you know, writing to the club. And so we felt all those tributes and we've seen them all. What we missed, particularly at the funeral, is that ability to come together and to share stories, which is something that I think we all need as part of a grieving process to share those occasions. But I'm sure there'll be opportunity for that in the future.
It seems quite ironic as well that Ilkay Gundogan, who's carried himself with a great deal of respect and supporting local charities, wears that number 8 that your dad wore, scored 2 goals on the night of his funeral. He does seem to be the right man to be wearing that number 8 right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's been some amazing tributes, and Ilkay has been in touch, as have other players, but one of the nicest tributes came from the academy a couple of days ago, where every player that wore the number 8 shirt from the under 8s to the under 23s sent a message, you know, expressing their, you know, their sorrow at dad's passing and what he meant to them. So none of them have ever seen him play. But Jason Wilcott contacted me after just to say that that's the type of role model that they try and get the kids to follow. So that meant a lot, coming from a generation who don't know anything of my dad in terms of seeing him play, but have been told the stories about him. And it's not the football side that's as important as the character and that humility that he had. And he knew football was a short career. And if those kids follow that example, then hopefully they'll have a successful career. But there's other number 8s as well, like Tommy Doyle. Obviously, dad was at Glyn's funeral not that long ago, and was very close to Mike Doyle as well. So he wears the number 8 with pride. So every player has been very respectful, regardless of the number that they wear. But Ilkay, particularly scoring as he is this season, scoring more than he normally has done from midfield. So hopefully, my kids think he's got new super powers from dad looking down on him.